All right. The reason we do the pairwise follow-ups is that nobody has ever found the moral equivalent of an LSD or an HSD. But Lord, they have tried. And I tried too because I thought it was fascinating and I thought maybe I had a hook. I didn't. I mean, the equivalent of an LSD or an HSD is if I could tell you how much of a proportional difference is significant. Right? If I could calculate the proportion. Let's back up. If I could calculate the proportional difference between 78 out of 88 and 40 out of 32 and know whether that proportional difference was big enough to be significant, then you'd have one number that you could. It doesn't work that way. In part, it doesn't work because of unequal n. In fact, mostly it doesn't work because of unequal n. And so, yes, I can, instead of doing this test, give you a proportional effect that's big enough to reject the null. But in order to get it, you have to plug the same four numbers into the same calculator. It just gives it to you as a minimum percentage difference rather than as a p-value. You don't really get anything out of it. The unequal n across designs boogers up any quick version of that. But it was a really fun weekend. There was nothing else to do. I was snowed in Arlington, Texas. You might reasonably ask, how much snow does it take to get snowed in Arlington, Texas, which is between Dallas and Fort Worth? It requires no snow to be snowed in. It requires only the plausible threat of snow. We're talking about a place that closes down public schools when the temperature goes below 45 or 50. Why? Because there's no heating in the schools, just enough to keep pipes from freezing, and they don't freeze in 50 degrees anyway, so that's not that much heating. And so I had nothing else to do, and I went down and locked myself into the computer center with my roommate, who was the server admin. If you want to have lots and lots of computer time, room with the server admin. They give you the magic code that makes it free. So I banged on it for a whole weekend and got nowhere. But it was fun. Pairwise comparisons is the same thing as simple analytic designs. It's also possible to perform complex comparisons. If, for some reason, you wanted to say, I want to compare the feedback conditions. Both of these are a kind of feedback with a no feedback condition. All that you do is reduce these to that. And that is giving you a direct test of the research hypothesis that on average, feedback is different than no feedback. You can do it. This is probably the least referred to slide in my entire repertoire. I don't know anybody who's ever done this and published it. And I know lots of people who crunch numbers. But I wanted you to see it as part of understanding the kinds of hypotheses that are available to us.